Good evening. Welcome to Brandon House Live. Glad you are with us as we are live at 7:32 p.m. Central Time tonight, being May 20th, 2022. Well, all over the news tonight, it is all about monkeypox. Pretty much every website you go to, every newscast you watch, they are in chorus tonight talking about monkeypox. We had been talking about it earlier in the week on our broadcast here. And then today, as I said, in the 6 o'clock hour, it's like someone threw a switch. And it's everywhere now. The BBC, Fox News, Wall Street Journal, it's everywhere. If you didn't get a chance to watch last hour's broadcast, I sat in as the host. Normally I co-host the Lindell Report with Mike Lindell. It's his show. But tonight he was out and I sat in for him. And for the whole hour, I discussed this with a former military doctor and MD, Dr. Lee Merritt. And then from technocracy.news, Patrick Wood. We discussed the outbreak of, so-called outbreak, of monkeypox. And the reality that I believe, as does Dr. Lee Merritt, this is a gigantic psych op, a gigantic psychological operation. I would highly urge you to write this down. Brainwashedthemovie.com. Brainwashedthemovie.com. Brainwashed. Make sure you get an ED in there. Brainwashedthemovie.com. It's 2 hours, part one. I finished it in October of 2020. Note it, the date. I finished that two-hour documentary in October of 2020. I didn't release it until February of 2021. I debuted it and let the VIPs that attended my annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend see it in October of 2020. But I did not release it to the general public until February of 2021. Why? Because there was too much going on in the end of 2020, and it would have gotten lost in all the news and all the talk and research and programming related to the coup that occurred in America with the theft of the election. So I decided to wait till things settled down a bit, and so I released it in February of 2021. Why am I making an issue of the date? Because if you go and you watch this weekend, and I hope you will, and many of you already have, brainwashedthemovie.com, you will see that I had been working on that documentary well in advance of COVID. And then while I was working on it, the COVID broke out. And I began to rewrite that documentary while in production to talk about psychological operations, the Tavistock Institute. As I detailed tonight with Dr. Lee Merritt, the first director general of the World Health Organization was C. Brock Chisholm. C. Brock Chisholm was not only the first director of the World Health Organization, but he worked with the Tavistock Institute. The Tavistock Institute, as I describe in my movie, Brainwashed America at brainwashedthemovie.com, the Tavistock Institute studied men of war. Particularly, they studied POWs, men that were captured, and how, when they were captured and put through the horror of war and being a POW, that anxiety and stress would open them up to accepting ideas they otherwise likely would not, and under normal conditions, accept. And the Tavistock Institute of the 1930s and 40s discovered that if they were to put the average individual in America and Great Britain under great stress and anxiety, mixed with a period of calm and ease, and then more stress and anxiety, combined with conflicting information, people would surrender. They wouldn't know what to believe, who to believe. They would be so disoriented that they, in their anxiety and fear, would follow the herd, the group mentality. C. Brock Chisholm, the first director of the World Health Organization, was tied to the Tavistock Institution. He also so believed in globalism that he, along with some of his other friends at the Tavistock Institute, declared that those that were opposed to globalism should be deemed mentally unstable. Today, they call us domestic terrorists. But yet at the same time, depending on how you read it, they do call us mentally ill. For just a couple years ago, as I detail in my documentary at brainwashedthemovie.com, the American Psychological Association declared that you were mentally ill if you exhibited masculine beliefs and ideas. Toxic masculinity, as they called it. Toxic masculinity. It was a mental illness. I have the report. It's sitting on a chair right over there. And a stack of reports that I keep on hand. And I talk about it in that documentary at brainwashedthemovie.com. The reason I want you this weekend to write down brainwashedthemovie.com, I want you to watch it. If you've already seen it, I want you to rewatch it. Look, I produced it. I wrote it. I wrote every word of it. I don't have anyone write my books. No one writes my scripts for my documentaries. I write my books. I write my documentaries. And I research them all myself because I thoroughly enjoy it. I guess I'm a nerd. But even I sit there and rewatch my own documentaries and go, oh my. Why? Because so much is coming at us so fast and there's so much information that even I, the guy that wrote every word of the script, that did all the research, that literally produced it from beginning to end, every screenshot, every edit, every B-roll, everything you see, I did myself. Because I have that kind of, the word is here, the passion about my documentaries that I want total control over. So I want full control over them from beginning to end. I enjoy it. It's like building a piece of furniture. You don't let someone come in and finish building a piece of furniture you started. And you enjoy building that piece of furniture or building that house and you want to build it yourself. And you may take a long time to build it, but you're going to build that cabin or that house yourself over time. Or you're working on remodeling a car, refurbishing an old antique car, and maybe the guys that do that, you're not going to let someone else come in there and mess around with that car. That's your thing, right? Well, that's the same way I feel about my documentaries. And so when you watch it, you'll see that every bit of that, I did. But here's the point. If I, the guy that was that involved in it, sit there and go, oh, wait a minute. I forgot about that. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot about that quote. I forgot about that piece of information. Why? Because we are having so much information come at us so fast that even me, the guy that writes it, produces it, goes, oh, I forgot about that. So even if you have watched it, you need to go rewatch it. Because right now with monkeypox, we are seeing a gigantic psych op unfold. And you need to understand what I produced in my 2020 documentary that I put to bed October 2020, but did not release to the general public until February 2021. Last weekend, I finished writing the script for Brainwashed America Part 2. We're now filming. I'm now filming that. I will spend the summer post-editing Brainwashed America Part 2. And I have every intention of releasing it this fall. Brainwashed America Part 2. And like Part 1, I intend to release it to you free of charge. By the way, Siege, 8.5 hours. Sabotage, 6 hours. I sold those. I offered those to the public for a price, but I made Brainwashed America for free. Part one. Part two will be free. Why? A couple reasons. One, we are in such a crisis in America that the only option we have is to educate as many people as we can, as fast as we can, to overcome the psychological operation underway. I don't want the price of watching the documentary to stand in the way of more people seeing it. For we need to convince the American people and the world to wake up to this gigantic brainwashing operation. Psychological operation, brainwashing, information operation, lots of words for the same thing. So we need to reach as many people as we can. So I put it out for free, brainwashedthemovie.com. Part two will be the same, free. The other reason I'm able to do that is because, well, Many of you have supported my foundation at WVWFoundation.com, a foundation I started for the specific mission statement purpose of proclaiming a Judeo-Christian worldview and educating people in a Christian Judeo worldview to understand the times and know how to rightfully respond. And because so many people support that foundation, I'm like, let's just put it out to people free as a project in part of our foundation. And then as you watch that documentary at brainwashedthemovie.com, you'll notice I have the MyPillow codes in there. And so many people support what we do with those pillow codes. I said again, let's give it to people for free. The bottom line is the more you support us, the more you help us, the more we're putting out for free. We just use those resources to put out more information and more education for free. So will you right now tweet, text, email, Facebook, Gitter, I don't care what platform you're using, put out brainwashedthemovie.com and say it's free. Watch it. This guy's explaining from October 2020 psychological operations. He explains it in the context of COVID, the World Health Organization, anxiety and fear, because next week, May 22nd to the 28th, the World Health Organization is meeting, as we have been discussing now for several weeks. We see the mainstream media has been at least 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks behind us in catching up and reporting this. It's taken Fox News that long to start reporting it late this week in depth. But we've been reporting it with Leo Holman and others for at least 2 to 3 weeks. And this next week, starting May 22nd to the 28th, the WHO will start meeting about adding to their international regulations, amendments that are reportedly written by the Biden regime that turns our national sovereignty over to the United Nations and the World Health Organization. And ironically, literally 2 days before it's to begin, we have right on cue everybody in the media talking about monkeypox and showing the very disturbing pictures. Why? To get people to be afraid, to be ready to say, oh, we have to have this. We have to be ready to have a global central authority to save us. Right on cue. And so you better understand the brainwashing operation and my documentary that even goes into the very first director of the WHO, Brock Chisholm. See Brock Chisholm. Brainwashedthemovie.com. Joining me now is J.D. Rucker. J.D. Rucker runs many sites. His main one is jdrucker.com. J.D., welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, as always, Brandon.
You want to comment on the opening monologue here? And what? Because I think you and I are very much on the same page.
Well, I've got my Saturday night date night planned at brainwashedthemovie.com.
Well, that's, let me know what you think of it, will you?
I will. I'm disappointed I hadn't seen it yet. I've seen most of your stuff, and it's always spectacular.
Well,
definitely worth
you.
The price. This one is even better worth the price because
it's free.
But yeah, as far as like what you're saying, you're right. I mean, it's funny because I did write a story about how Tucker Carlson at Fox News finally had Dr. Scott Atlas on to talk about the pandemic treaty, the World Health Organization, and all that stuff. That was last night, I think.
Yeah.
So they're late to the game. You know, I don't want to brag here, but we actually started talking about it back in February. I had
Wow.
Dr. Peter Bregan on. He busted out. He's like, he's talking about this pandemic treaty. At the time, I started looking it up before the interview. I'm like, what is he talking about? And nobody was covering it at the time. And so we kind of broke the story. I was
very
happy
about that.
Yeah, I'd say
so if you're talking about it in February.
Mm-hmm. And that's when we first started talking about it. We've written several articles since then at jdrucker.com, at noqreport.com. But here's the thing. You're absolutely right. This is timed perfectly, okay? There's no reason for us to get so involved with this monkeypox except that it's perfect timing to prep the world to get us that little hint of fear because people aren't scared enough of pandemic panic theater that was caused by COVID. People just don't fear it anymore. Not the way they used to. So they got to throw something else out that's a lot scarier looking, that's for sure. And, you know, it's concerning. It even has a crazy name. You know, you say smallpox, and a lot of times people who aren't really familiar with smallpox they're not that impressed by it. But you throw out monkeypox, and all of a sudden, oh, my gosh, This is horrible. You know, we've got to get prepared. Please, Tedros, save us. Biden, save us. Somebody save us, because this sounds really bad. And it's not. It's all timed out. Like you said, PSYOP, PSYOP.
Absolutely. Let's go to your website, jdrucker.com, jdrucker.com. You know, this one here blows my mind. I mentioned this on the radio today. Pfizer CEO announces trackable chip in pills to bring the New World Order's dreams to fruition. Folks, you got to hear this. Listen to CEO Albert Bourla of Pfizer explaining at the Davos World Economic Forum, pills with a teeny chip send a wireless signal so the government knows you've taken your medication. Particularly if they decide you're mentally ill, here's your daily dose of your meds. You better take it or you're going to prison. Well, listen to this.
It is a basically biological chip that it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance. The insurance companies to know that the medicines that patients should take, they do take them. It is fascinating what happens in this field.
Wow. JD?
Well, you know, and it's funny because they always, everything gets introduced, okay, all this new technology, anything that's dangerous, it always gets introduced in a way that is supposed to be very beneficial. And in this case, you know, for full context, he's talking about a pill for schizophrenics. And the idea is that schizophrenics may or may not be taking their pills, so you want to make sure that they are. And this way, people, if they do have an episode, people know how to address it. The doctors will know, okay, according to this, he didn't take his pill yesterday or today, so that's what's happening. Or, oh my gosh, he did take his pill. You know, he's been taking his pills and he still had this episode. We need to figure something else out. You know, that's how they frame it. But of course, let's face it, this is going to come down to whatever pills they want to inject into us, whatever poisons they want us to take. And I've said for a long time, the injections, the COVID jabs, were just the beginning, that eventually they will turn into, because they're deteriorating our immune system, as even many of your guests have said, because they're taking out the immune system. People are going to get so, especially if they get boosted and boosted and boosted, they're going to be so dependent on drugs to be able to keep themselves alive that they will have to go to daily pills. And this is something that we've talked about a lot, to be able to make sure that people are compliant, that they're not, you know, infected with monkeypox or smallpox or hemorrhagic fever or COVID-23 or whatever it is that's coming next. They want to make sure that they have the tracking here. So that's part of it. But real quick about the smallpox, I don't know if you knew this. This was a shock to me. Did you know that there was this international, okay, there was an international security summit they held last year, okay? It was over a year ago. And during this summit, they played out the scenario of what would happen, what would we do if there was a monkeypox outbreak. Now, keep in mind, at the time, monkeypox was still it's an obscure disease that has never really spread across the world ever. Okay, it's been around since, you know, for the last 70 years, but it's never really been that big of a deal. Now, all of a sudden, last year, they're talking about it, and they said, you know what, let's go ahead and set our time frame. And you know what time frame they set for the outbreak, the beginning of the outbreak of monkeypox? Yes, sir. It was May, mid-May, to be specific, of 2022. And then here we are. This tells us, Brandon, that we are in the middle of... It's a total psyop. And here's the thing, is that they have all these things planned out. You know, we say, oh, you know, the pandemic treaty, it didn't come around until January of 2022. No, they've been talking about and thinking about the pandemic treaty since long before there was a pandemic, since long before COVID-19. Okay, so everything is planned out appropriately so that they can start laying the foundation for the New World Order, for the Great Reset, for the eventual attack on us, people like you and me and your audience, people that they don't want around. They view people in three ways, okay? When everything goes down, when the crap hits the fan, when they have total control, they want people in one of three categories. Category one are the dependent people, the beholden people, the worthless eaters, the people that are basically slaves. They don't really do anything. They don't help society, but they're going to be fed. They're going to be clothed. They're going to be kind of housed. They're going to own nothing, and they'll be happy because they don't have to do anything. Then you have category two, which are the people that are useful but compliant. These are the people that are going to keep society running for them. These are the business owners, the workers, you know, the teachers, everybody like that. And then there's category three, which I think would account for you, me, and pretty much the rest of the audience. And this is the category that they want gone, whether that means arrested or dead. They want us out of the way because we're the ones that are going to not be compliant. We're not going to be beholden. We're not going to obey their commands. So they're going to find ways to try to get rid of us. And they're going to use categories 1 and 2, plus the military, plus the police state, to try to get rid of us. And this is why I press so hard every single day, just as you do. We work so hard to make sure that we get as many people aware as possible, because we need numbers. We need allies. We can't do this by ourselves.
No, we can't. Look at this, folks. If you go to worldviewreport.com, that's the news aggregated site I run, worldviewreport.com. You guys want to show that in there? There it is. All right, look at this. Monkeypox was a tabletop simulation only last year. Okay? For those that missed it, we reported on this last hour in the Lindell report that will be posted online. Brings us to an article at Brownstone Institute about it. There is all the, screenshots of what they were doing and who was involved, right? And you can actually read the website, Held a Simulation. That's a hyperlink. Click on it. There you go. And then they go into all the different things that need to happen, which basically sounds like what they wanted to have happen is the empowerment of the WHO. Okay? So again, we put this on our website this afternoon. We found it. It's at worldviewreport.com. If you want to read it, it's right there. About the tabletop exercise. Just go to worldviewreport.com. Monkeypox was a tabletop simulation only last year. At the top of the page now, as stuff gets moved down, we'll let you know. Here's another one. Dr. Scott Gottlieb, or how you say it, rising monkeypox cases suggest it's spread pretty wide. And that brings you to Breitbart. And look at that. That's a pretty scary looking picture, is it not? And of course, this again is part of the whole fear to get you quite involved. And there is CNBC, I guess. Let's see what this guy has to say.
What the heck is monkeypox, and do we actually need to worry about this?
Well, look, I think now that there's been community spread, it may be hard to fully snuff this out. I don't think it's going to become a major epidemic because this is a virus that's difficult to spread. You need sustained close contact or contact with the open sores. But there's so many cases now that are disconnected. This is spreading in the community, and there may be a lot more infection in what we're picking up. It has a long incubation period, upwards of 21 days. So there may be a lot of people currently incubating the virus. There's probably a lot of people who went undiagnosed or misdiagnosed because doctors aren't looking for it. And given the fact that we've found so many disconnected cases, it does suggest that the spread right now is pretty wide.
The spread is pretty wide. So it seems like, you know, he tells us it's not something to worry about, but then he tells us the spread is pretty wide. And then, JD, look at this. I kind of went on to track him. WHO calls emergency meeting as monkeypox cases cross 100 in Europe. And monkeypox scare. Biden administration orders 13 million doses of new vaccine over at the New American by our friend Veronica. I mean, how did they do all this so quick, by the way? Oh, wait a minute. They had a simulation a year ago. They knew this was coming.
They did. They knew it was coming, and they knew exactly when they were going to unleash it. Listen, I want to be clear. When we say this is a PSYOP, that does not mean that monkeypox isn't real.
That's
That
right.
does not mean that it's not going to be dangerous.
That's right.
Okay, there's a very good chance that they are going to use this as the predicate to be able to advance the pandemic treaty and to take away our rights once again. So I'm not suggesting, oh, don't worry, it's just monkeypox. I'm saying, whether they're using it to scare up support today or whether they're actually going to push it and they've actually genetically manipulated it to the point to where it is more, has a wider spread, we don't know. Because in either scenario, it would look exactly like it's looking today. The one thing that we do know for sure is that, of course, this is planned. Okay, monkeypox does not, after 70 years, suddenly, you know, right in at the exact right moment, the exact time that they predicted, now it's suddenly going to become a thing without human help? No, sir. No, sir. It either is a thing and it's being done intentionally, or it's not a thing and it's just, you know, just smoke and mirrors right now to keep us off balance. We won't know, but either way, it would look like this. Now, one thing about monkeypox that a lot of people need to understand is that it's not like, at least original monkeypox is not like COVID in that it's not supposed to be transmissible through through aerosols, through being 5 feet from somebody, even if they're wearing a mask. This is very different. That's why the transmission level is so low. But here's the thing. The fact that it is spreading so rapidly, apparently, if all of that is legitimate, that tells us that they've manipulated it to where it can be transmitted. Generally speaking, it's only transmitted through touch. And that's why, you know, they were making a note that this has been affecting the gay male population more than anybody else, statistically, based upon the fact that it is transmitted mostly through touch. Now they're saying that, well, maybe it is. Maybe because it's spreading so quickly, maybe it's evolved. You know, maybe gain-of-function research took it and said, all right, let's make it airborne, and let's put this latest bioweapon out in the wild and see what it does. That's what I think is probably going to end up happening, Brandon.
But can you imagine if these things, these sores and the oozing and whatever else, you're going to want to go to the grocery store and touch a cart that someone just oozed right. their monkeypox on, or a restaurant, or take a coffee cup? I mean, someone touches the handle of my coffee cup, and then I touch it. And I mean, can you see where people will start getting freaked out? It's like something out of a movie. It's a psychop. Again,
people
not to say it's not real.
Not
to say it's not real, but this is going to be right. used, because you know we have been talking nonstop about the 2013 report that we found over at the NIH website, thanks to Karen Kingston, that showed this 2013 study that showed the greatest and easiest way to get people to give up their liberties and freedoms is through, one, a pathogen, two, a famine. We're approaching both.
We're approaching both. We're approaching those and many more things. But there is a silver lining to this, and I want everybody to understand. You know, I've been talking to my wife about this a lot. If anything, the one thing that we can look at is that this is hopefully going to open people's eyes. People who have, perhaps they haven't been to a church in a while, they haven't prayed in a long time, maybe they'll start to open the Bible. Maybe they'll start to pray again. Maybe they'll start to look and say, huh, things are looking pretty bad. You know, we have no place else to turn but to God. And I think that is if there is a silver lining, and I don't know if there is one, folks, but I sure hope that would be the one where people can finally say, okay, yeah, okay, things are pretty bad. Maybe it is really time for me to fall on my knees and pray to God for forgiveness and take Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Yeah, that would be my hope, at least.
Yeah, my hope as well. Let me switch. I agree. Amen. Let me switch gears. I played this on my radio show earlier this week. I really want to play this here because this is just disturbing. Watch this.
The Earth just cannot handle the sheer number of humans who live here. Something has to give. And I believe that it's up to us who have lived a good life to make sure that our children will have the opportunity to live good lives too. I have lived a good life.
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 All right, let's hold it right there. What's that say? Coming soon.
Agenda 21.
Agenda 21, wow. UN Division for Sustainable Development. Agenda 21, coming soon. I have lived a good life. I don't know what's coming soon. It can't be good if it's all about this. I mean, this was just put up there March 30th, 2020, so this has been around a while. But, wow, Agenda 21, I've lived a good life. Time for the old people. The right to die is now the duty to die. It's time for the old people to be kicked off the planet. They're crowding things up. They're useless eaters. I mean, this is what I've been writing about in my books for years. Warning was coming. And before that, the guy that influenced me when I was a small kid was Francis Schaeffer. And he was writing about and warning about this.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we've talked before about the fact that depopulation has been the universal aspect of every nefarious agenda since population became a thing. Okay, we can take it all the way back to the days of Moses. Okay, they started off, Pharaoh was pushing a depopulation agenda for the Hebrews. So yes, this is a thing that's always been in the minds of the evil elite. Today, for the first time, perhaps, in history, we have organizations through BlackRock, through Vanguard, through George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, and the entire list of bad guys, Anthony Fauci, and all of them, we now finally have, for the first time, a cabal of organizations and individuals who do have the power to impose this type of depopulation plan upon us. And that's why they're coming out into the open. This isn't anything new, by the way. It's just new to us. Well, maybe not you and me and your audience, but new to most of the world, because they always remained in the shadows. Today, yep. They're not. Today, they're coming out and they're just declaring it. Hey, we want to kill you. Okay, so line up. You lived a good life. You heard those old people. They all lived a good life. Did you live a good life? If you did, come on. Come on. We got it. Just have a seat. You'll just slip away, and it'll be great. You'll love it. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, we saw a few months ago.
It's bad stuff.
We saw a few months ago the death pods that they started over in Europe somewhere where, that you can order and take it out. I guess you hook it to a car, put it on a trailer or something, and take it out to a field or stream or mountain range and get in it. And within a few seconds, it suffocates you. You peacefully fall asleep and suffocate. And, you know, it's becoming a thing.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, it does.
No, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. JDRucker.com. JDRucker.com. As always, thank you, JD.
Thanks, Brandon.
Appreciate your checking in. JDRucker.com. All right, before we go to a break, take a look at the screen, if you would, please. We started a new store this week as far as a new website, a new look, updating our store look and everything with some new resources, too. Same freeze-dried food, but we did add a few new items this week. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Been offering, as you know, freeze-dried food with a 25-year shelf life since 2016. This is not something new for us. Been doing this since 2016. And when you buy these products, which I know you can buy elsewhere, but when you buy it from us, you're supporting what we do. So we got the 3-month emergency kit. We have the 72-hour for those who just want to try it out. We have the 6-month kit. Now, some of you have asked us to put up a year kit, 1 year. So we did. You go up to the top of the page, click on emergency food supplies. There you'll see the 1 year kit. All right. Open it up, 1 year. And this is 24 of these buckets, by the way. So just under $3,000 gives you a year supply, 24 buckets. We're even eating some of the costs in the shipping because 24 buckets, this is a lot of weight. I mean, this is a lot of weight. But some of you wanted the 24 buckets. You wanted the year supply. There it is. But you can go with just the 3-month supply. You can go with the 4-week, 6-month. It's up to you. WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. You can go back up here, emergency supplies. Click that. This is something I've been offering since 2016. In fact, when I talked to the company today, the guy said, you are the oldest vendor I've ever talked to. I've never talked to anyone that's been a vendor of us as long as you have. He said, I see where you've been ordering from us since 2016. I'm like, yeah, that's right. So this here is the Solo stove. So here's the stove itself. So if you live somewhere, let's say in an apartment or condo where you're like, how am I going to boil water if there's a crisis? You probably, maybe if you live in a condo or apartment, you don't really have, you know, an outdoor bonfire pit, right? Well, you could very easily go outside with the Titan Solo stove that, again, I've been offering these since 2016 for this very reason. You put a little bit of wood kindling under this. It's got an open slot. You put a little bit of wood or kindling in this, get your fire going, and then, it's not very big, is it? See that? And then you can put a pot on it. So over here, we have the Solo stove. I've had all this since 2016, personally, in my kit. So over here, you have the 2-kit set. This is actually 2 pots. And you can then use it to do whatever you want to do. But I would say for freeze-dried food, what you're doing is you're using this to boil water. So you can then make your freeze-dried food. So some of you, you can put a bonfire pit in your backyard. You got that all taken care of. Some folks, that's not an option. Don't do this inside, obviously, but take it outside, and this is an option for you. And it's very, very, very portable. And it doesn't require you having to chop down a bunch of wood. You're using basically twigs and very small sticks to build your fire to heat your wood. We also have this option here. This is the foldable camp stove. It folds up. You put the fuel, the ready hour, 6-hour canned heat. This is like you see like a caterer using, you know, someone caters at a wedding or something. You can put that in, so you can sit that on the stove. We actually sell those as well, the 6-hour canned heat. So you can have those. Then we have the emergency radio, ready hour 4-in-1 emergency radio, solar flashlight and AM FM weather band radio with hand crank. So you can crank it for the power. We have the Ready Hour wireless solar power bank charger. So it's something you can plug in your cell phone to, your iPad. It's also a light. So anyway, these are just some of the resources. We have even more coming. We have the solar lantern torch. I think we just got 100 or 200 of those in. Those go like crazy. It's a top seller. So if you want to go to WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, the kicker is emergency food supplies and then emergency supplies. Emergency food supplies and then emergency supplies by themselves. You'll find that at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com.